Good morning, church. First of all, I would like to praise the Lord for his mercy and compassion upon us. Praise be to the Lord our God forever. Amen. So, I also thank God for the blessing he offered me for preaching today. I also thank our congregation, the pastor, and the church for this opportunity. So as we have seen, that the Lord led us through the Sermon on the Mount series. And these words of the Sermon on the Mount help us examining ourselves and teach us and guide us and lead us in many ways. Praise the Lord. Amen. Last week, we heard Pastor Frank preach, ask, seek, and knock. Because our Father in heaven will give good gifts who ask him. How do this? Pastor Black, please help me. Okay.
You got a point with that.
So this new, okay, yes. The last verse Pastor preached is Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him. And there we notice your Father in heaven gave good gifts. So Father in heaven gave good gifts. This reminds us of the scripture, John chapter 6, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life, and not perish, shall have eternal life. So when Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock, he pointed out to our Father, who is willing, always willing to give, even his Son. That's the proof, that's the cross. God loved us, gave us his Son. So today, through Jesus Christ, we become the children of God. We can worship him. Praise the Lord. So, by the way, when Jesus just stopped when he says, okay, how much more your Father in heaven will give you good gifts, who asked him? If Jesus stopped there, what will happen to us? We will be just the children who ask the Father and receive. We will not more than that. So what happened? Yes, Jesus continued. So, and everything's do to others what you will have them do to you. If Jesus doesn't continue this word, we will just be, our lives will be in failure, very failure life. So Jesus Christ continue this one. We have to do to others do to others what you will have them do to you. This commandment is known as the golden rule, but I must admit that I became a Christian when I was 27 years old. I did not have Christian background. I was Buddhist. I have never heard of golden rule. What golden rule? So when Pastor Frank offered me this opportunity, and the topic, I have to find this in the dictionary. So maybe our brothers and sisters, the Korean people, because of your Christian background, you know Da So Tu. Yeah. Da So Tu, golden rule. But Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, I had never known as a golden rule. Although I memorized it in Burmese, I know it, but I did not know it as the golden rule. So, what does golden rule mean? Oh, okay, the English-speaking people, as you know. But to me, I must admit that only maybe a few weeks ago I come to know this. But I have known it for many years. I'm almost 70 years now, since 37, you think. Many years, I became a Christian. I did not know it. Okay, there are many, many definitions, but just one definition, and dictionary comes, said, a rule of ethical conduct, usually phrased, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or as in the Sermon on the Mount, do to others what you would have them do to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, and similar to and Luke chapter 6, verse 31. So now I get it. What golden rule is. What golden rule is. It is, so in everything, do to others what you have them do to you. For this sum up, the law and the prophets. Sum up the law and the prophets. So when we look at the rule, we can see that the golden rules point to love our God and to love our neighbors. The golden rules teach us to glorify God. And the golden rule show us that we need have to live a successful Christian life. So first, the golden rule points us to love God and love our neighbors. Now let us come to Jesus' expression for this sum of the law and the prophet. The law and the prophets. The golden rule is the law and the prophets. So where do we see the law and the prophets? This phrase. Okay, there is somewhere in Matthew. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40. When a teacher of the law asked Jesus, which is the most important, which is the greatest commandment? and the law of Moses. That's why when Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is in the old scripture, in the Old Testament. And Jesus quoted it again. He said, this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbors as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So the Lord and the prophets hang on love of God and love of neighbor. The Lord and the prophets sum up, do to others what you will have them do to you. So the golden rule is the law and the prophet. So these are from Old Testament, the laws of Moses, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus. And again, in Romans chapter 13, 9 to 10, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And whatever other commandments may be are summed up in this one command, love your neighbors as yourself. Love does not harm a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So, the golden rule is about love. Love of God, love of neighbor. All the Old Testament just say love of God, love of neighbors. So this passage implies that the Lord and the prophets can be summarized by two commands. To love God completely and to love neighbors as yourself. So, the golden rule is do to others what you will have them to do. It is the Lord and the prophet. So the golden rule is to love God and love neighbors. So if we want to obey this rule, we must have the love of God and the love of neighbors. Without that, we cannot do by ourselves. So the golden rule teaches us that we have to love our God and love our neighbors. And the other one is the golden rule teaches us to glorify God. As Christians, as the children of God, we are not just only to receive from God. We have to glorify God. There are many parallels ethical rules and in the nations and all the religions. Most of them are in negative forms. For example, Buddhism, these are 550 BC. Hurt not others with that which pains yourself. Hurt not others. If you don't want to be hurt, hurt no other. That in negative form. And Confucian, the Chinese scholar, in 557 BC, what do you not want done to yourself, do not do to others. It's also similar. And Jewish religion, BC 20, what is hateful to yourself, do to no others. It's also similar in negative form. And the story is the Greek group of Greek philosophers, that is 3rd BC. What do you not wish to be done to you? Do not do to anyone else. So we notice that all these are before Jesus Christ. Before Jesus Christ came to the world, all the rules, the golden rule, those are known as silver rules, are parallel to Jesus' teaching. but in negative forms. So these etiquette rules imply don't do to others what you don't want them to do to you, or put yourself in the other's shoe. Well, there is no wrong if you practice or if we observe those silver rules. There's no wrong, but these rules could be satisfied by our doing nothing. For example, don't matter, okay, I don't matter. Don't stay, okay, I don't stay. I will just sit. I will be inactive. And then this will not satisfy our laws. And I don't want to be martyred, so I won't martyr others. I don't want to be hurt, so I don't hurt others. I don't want to be hated, so I don't hate others. And so on. I will just sit down. Is it possible for us to observe this negative form of ethical rules? It is possible. Yes, more or less, we can. We don't do anything. We just sit down. So it may be possible, as long as we don't do anything to hurt others. In other words, we can practice it by doing nothing. Suppose if we don't do any harms to our neighbors, and we may be seen as nice person. Okay, this one nice. He doesn't hurt the community. But what did Jesus say? Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, do not think that I have come to abolish the laws or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. When Jesus Christ come to fulfill the Lord and the prophet, as we are the children of God, we must fulfill the law and the prophet as well. And Luke, let's see Luke chapter 6. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you or who persecute you. So in this sermon, Jesus asked to do, to love, to forgive, to bless. That in positive form. So we must observe both the negative and positive form of the ethical rules. Only then we will obey the golden rule perfectly. If we cannot live by that, will our deeds shine before people? If we just sit down, will we shine before other people, our neighbors? And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill could not be hidden. Neither do people light the lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus wants us not just to sit still. He wants us to light our shine, our deeds in our thoughts, our deeds in our words, our deeds in our actions, so that other people may see and glorify our God. For example, okay, I'm a Christian. I stay at home. I did not hurt other people, but I did not do anything in the community, in the home. I come to church and I go back home. What these people see me, what these people will glorify God. So that is why Jesus teaches us this golden rule. For our life to glorify our Father, we must obey the golden rule. In other words, we must do to others good things. And then, so to glorify God, we must do good things to others. Can we do it? We come to see that. But for you, I don't know. But to me, I see, I have to admit that the golden rule showed me I need help to live a Christian life, because I cannot live by that rule. So that is the golden rule showed us that we need help to live a full Christian life. We may not have many difficulties to practice or to observe the rules in negative form. Don't matter, okay, I don't do. No, don't angry with others, okay, I don't angry with others. But to do and to go out and do, I cannot do it just sitting by. I need the love of Christ in me. I need the love of Christ in me. So to obey this commandment, we must become new person in Christ. So we believe that when we believe in Jesus Christ and we took baptism, we know that we live in Jesus Christ. But this golden rule will judge us. That this commandment will be a principle which will dominate our life, which will dominate our life. This principle, this golden rule will become in our life, in our daily life, at home, at school, at church, on bus, on the playground, and everywhere. At home, do we look for things to do good to our families? Do we look for the chance to do good things for our family? Yes, many will do, but many will not. That is why there are many problems in the families. And do we forgive one another in the family? Okay, that's the problem. Many can do it, but many maybe not. That is why there are dysfunction families in the Christian families. And so, and at church also that is relevant to our daily life. So do we take part as volunteers in various ministry within the church because I want to be served coffee? According to the golden rule, I will serve the coffee. Yes. I want to be great and hand out the leaflets. And then I will do that is Jesus teach us. Do we practice in our church? But we see that there are among our brother and sister who are very active in many ministries. Not even in the church, some believers go out to the neighborhood, take part in outreach program, take part in missionary in the faraway country. That good, the golden rule will be our judge and our guide. And furthermore, when we try to follow these golden rules from time to time again, we will have to stop what we are doing. If we follow that rule, sometimes we will have to stop what we are doing. That is complicated. For example, when Jesus went out to heal a 12-year-old girl who was at the brink of death, he had to take care of the woman who needs healing. So also in our life, if we will do that, we will have many things to give up elsewhere. So we need help. We need help. We need love of God and love of neighbor. We cannot do it by ourselves. We need help. Where can we get help? Okay, Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit, will give the Holy Spirit who asked him. In the parallel verse in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, it said, if you then, though you are evil, that's the same, know how to give your gifts to, good gifts to your children, that's the same. How much more your Father in heaven gave, that's the same. And Matthew, good gifts. And Luke, Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is good gifts from Father. Good gifts from Father is Holy Spirit. So to be, to obey that golden rule, we need help. Where can we have help? Pastor Frank already preached that. Ask. We have to ask. We have to knock. Our Father will give us. So the golden rule showed us that we need help to live a successful Christian life. So we need help. So we can get help from Holy Spirit. We can ask to God. So in conclusion, the golden rule is do to others what you will have them do to you. And this points us to the cross. Love of God and love of neighbors. And the golden rule teaches us how we must live, how we can live to glorify God. If we are Christian, we have to live to glorify God. But I cannot say how we should live. But at least we can say that we should not be an active Christian. We should be a passive Christian. We should be an active Christian. We should go out to do good to others. And the last one is the golden rules showed us that we need help to live a Christian life. And we must ask our Father for that help. That is the message today. To God be the glory forever. Thank you.